The bandwidth? Yep. Yeah.
Okay. May God forgive us.
May God forgive us.
Though we
erred, we spake it from heaven back when we erred on Friday at 2. Other bandwidths will teach you treason. The other bandwidths will tell you lies. On the other bandwidths, they won't even bother. On the other bandwidths, they won't even try. There are times I feel forgotten. There are times I feel insane. There are true things on the airwaves. There are true things in our brains.
So, yeah, that's
yeah,
dope.
Right, cool. You are listening to the podcast.
I'm Maxine St. Louis.
I'm Pat Hillsman. Yeah.
I'm
me, yeah. Everyone has known I've been this crazy the entire time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am the love child of Bin Laden and Indiana Jones.
I hear he has good jizz.
My father's never named me.
Listen, guys. We'll get to Bin Laden's jizz soon enough.
Right? We have more breaking news.
I am Bin Laden's jizz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have some breaking news specifically from New Jersey and Long Island.
Yes.
The worst news possible.
The hero is from Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to read the headline. Sophie. Maxine St. Louis is going to read the headline. it's a headline from Newsday in Long
From
Island.
Newsday in Long Island. Local hero bangs hot chick.
Yeah.
This is the America that I want to live in.
I know. So I'm going to read a headline from Morristown, New Jersey. From the Star Ledger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened in Morristown?
Local villain pisses everyone the fuck off.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Shit. I hope their citizens are okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anger can be a tough emotion.
Yeah. Do you want me to read another one?
Yes, please.
Concerned citizen loses hope.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
I mean, haven't we all? I feel like this is like one of those headlines that just speaks to...
Yeah, it speaks to the people.
Speak into the mic!
I'm speaking into the mic.
Not even close, not by a long shot.
Is this better?
Not really. Just you move that drink and then get into it.
I'm just gonna get right here.
I'm gonna read another headline from the Star Ledger.
Okay.
Hero quarterback gets STD.
Oh shit. Oh wow. I hope the whole team gets checked.
Yeah. Oh man, they're gonna have to.
Wow.
Maxine, you want to read one?
Shit.
I got one.
Yeah, I do have one.
Okay, go.
Okay. Local wife tries gargling husband's balls.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another one. This is from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Local dimwit saves the day.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
I have one here. Local deli owner serves food without pants.
Oh, interesting.
The counter was blocking the view. People didn't realize for so long, but he's been doing it for decades.
Wow.
He was just nude the whole time. Yeah.
I don't know if he's a hero or a monster.
I mean, local hero. That fucking egg sandwich.
Yeah.
He's my hero.
Yeah, but egg sandwich in the nude.
All right. Next. Listen. Our co-host. Johnny B. Roll.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's too horrible to speak of.
Also, guys, by the way, I hate to do this. because the screaming is the best part.
No screaming.
But we have to have a no screaming rule because the episodes are hard to listen to, people tell me, because of the screaming. That's true. It's an actual complaint that people are like, I would listen to it, but then it always, there's always screaming.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, screaming is the best part. But anyway, so yeah, listen, Johnny B. Roll. Johnny B. Roll, our co-host.
Our former
co-host and our former friend.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. I mean, how can we be friends with him at this point?
Andrew, Maxine, you guys break the news. I can't even say it. It makes me want to vomit.
He is engaging in something so sinful.
Something so bad.
Something so bad with fake hippies.
Yeah.
Rich hippies.
He's like, it's almost like he's in like a camp, you know, like, and he said that he's out there like to learn new things about himself, like to explore and to like to train himself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
He's engaging in hard labor in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drinking a lot of Red Bull.
Yep.
No doubt. Yeah.
Adderall, I heard, is available as well if he gets tired.
Oh, they love Red Bull out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all Captagon and Red Bull.
He, like, there's a mandatory outfit. He can't just wear anything. He has to follow by a strict code of dress.
Yeah, and the day is scheduled.
It is.
Yeah, into different parts.
Absolutely.
You know? But it's almost as if people have, like, a religious...
Totally. I heard that the... And you should hear what they do to him to, like, make him through the recruitment process to turn him into a true believer.
Yeah, they told him that he had to, quote, be one with the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what the fuck is that talk? You know? We were like, we see the crazed look in your eyes. We see that, we know a call to violence when we see one.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So he's just, you know, saying that he has to follow the rules.
He does have to follow the rules.
And be initiated.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to drag him out far out in the desert naked, and he has to find his way back.
Yeah.
And that's not even a lie.
It's not even a lie.
No.
None of this really is a lie,
No,
actually.
None of it.
Yeah,
none of it is.
The best parts of the podcast are true,
which
is frightening.
There's water shortages. He's having trouble transporting water.
Yeah. So he's not going to be able to wash his body.
Oh, no.
But there'll always
not.
Be Red Bull.
Always be Red Bull.
Cases
Red Bull.
And cases
there's
of Red Bull.
Plenty of Red Bull. Yeah.
If you're drinking less than 10 Red Bull a day, fucking quit. You might as well quit.
Exactly.
You're not doing, anything. Yeah.
No, he didn't sign up to be comfortable. He signed up because he felt something.
He signed up for... All right. Never mind. I can't make the joke. Listen, Johnny B. Roll is at Burning Man. He's not in a terrorist training camp. It is a terrorist training camp, really.
I mean, he is doing hard labor out in the desert, and he did pay to get in, and...
Yeah, and he's drinking Burning Man, and there is, I'm sure, some of the Sharia stuff.
Yeah.
There's similarities. Yeah. It's a Venn diagram. You know?
I mean, what they don't tell the public, us, you may have heard that they have orgy tents and various other debaucherous...
Organ tents?
Organ tents, yes, that's the thing.
Is that where they, like, touch each other's organs?
Oh, no, they harvest former people that have gone to Burning Man. It's a fresh crew every time. Just
oh, because you could kill someone there and nobody would
exactly.
fucking know the difference.
Oh, that's brilliant, actually.
That would be a great movie.
Yeah. We should, we'll talk.
Just a fucking slasher flick at Burning Man.
We would get so rich if we made that. Do you know how many people would go see that?
And it would be so easy to make, too, because you'd just film one scene illegally to intro it live on set, and then, like, the entire desert's consumed by, like, by dust, so it doesn't, you don't need a set after that, really. It's just, like,
there is dust.
And, like, oh, yeah, it's like, oh, God. And then it turns out that it's Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie Sanders. Yeah, wait, that was one of his campaign ads, though.
Yeah, he was like, I'll slaughter 1 in 10 of you in order to reduce the population. This has been a message from Colonel Bernie Sanders. Colonel Bernie. I hadn't thought of it. I'm going to take some of this. Yeah. Oh, God, opening bottles with one hand is so hard.
Yeah. Anyways, we were at Burning Man.
So, yeah. Oh, hang on. Johnny B. Roll? Is it Burning Man?
Which, I just don't understand.
Wait, Bernie's coming. Bernie's coming. You guys, I think I see Bernie.
Oh, shit. It's Bernie.
You fucking hippies. You didn't even vote for me?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Now Bernie has a minigun.
You're all fucking capitalists. You voted for Trump. Yeah. Liars.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Now Bernie is... Oh, God. It's an M16A1. Jesus Christ.
You pretended to care about the environment?
Jesus. Oh, God. Bernie is reaching into his sack again at Burning Man. Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Ah, fuck M16. You. You know what? I just don't like you.
Bernie is killing a lot of people at this festival. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did someone fucking make some dumb fucking art with my name on it?
Bernie Sanders is killing people with a French assault rifle at fucking Burning Man. Typical.
Is that... This...
Oh, my God. It's a Desert Eagle.
It's a Desert Eagle.
Jesus, Bernie is so... He's armed to the teeth. He's been armed to the teeth this whole time, and he's killing all these hippies at Burning Man. It's nuts.
I've always been vague about my stance on guns. Mm.
Cool. This message is...
Cool. Cool.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message. Just start doing fake campaign ads. Oh, also, let's do another one with music. We'll do a Howard Schultz ad, all right? And then we'll talk about what we're going to do to JBR's table.
What type of music of sound effect do you like?
The sound of, like, men fighting. You know, medieval grunting and, like, you know?
Just do like, like old boxing videos or something.
No, just do manly sounds of grunting.
Here's 1 hour of intense city battle.
Okay.
It's hashtag PTSD.
All right. Okay. This is the wrong kind, but okay, whatever.
Okay.
That's fine. Just leave it. Turn it up all the way. Listen. Howard Schultz has a big fucking dick, and he's gonna unleash it on the world. You hear that sound? That's the sound of the world being cleansed. And as they cleanse the earth, the loyalists chant, Schultz! 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 Death Schultz. To all traitors!
Death to all traitors!
Death to all weaklings!
Death to all weaklings!
Long live Schultz!
Long live Schultz! Hail Schultz!
Hail Schultz!
Hail Schultz!
Hail Schultz! Hail Schultz! Hail Schultz! Yeah! Yeah! Check out my big fucking dick! I'm Howard Schultz! Woo! Oh, yeah! This message has been brought to you by Howard Schultz.
Paid for by Howard Schultz.
I'm Howard Schultz,
America.
And I approve this message. Wow. That was intense. Jesus.
I think he has my vote now.
I mean.
I don't know. I'm still on the fence.
Yeah.
That's good.
So JBR is being punished since he has left us to join a camp in the desert.
Do you want to do a campaign ad for another candidate? Marianne Williams?
Oh, my God.
What music
Brilliant.
Should it be?
It should be, I should be like, if people in the rainforest were fighting. Okay. Stabbing death.
Hi, I'm a supporter of Marianne Williamson, and everything is fucking really good.
Hi, I'm Marianne Williamson. Science is a lie, except when it says I am superior than others genetically. I love money, and I love fucking my golden retriever.
Listen, is any other candidate going to support the idea of creating a cross golden retriever human chimera? I don't think so. All the other the time of genetic splicing is now. All the other candidates are going to fucking leave America behind. While people in Ireland and China have, like, cool cat tails and, like, fucking dog ears and, like, you know, like, sexy little bunny paws. Americans are just going to be one just non-spliced human race. And I won't stand for that. That's why Marianne Williamson has my vote.
It's hot. Admit it. The era of the Chimera is upon us. He should be spliced. He shall be spliced.
Yes, finally a candidate that's willing to create a crossbreed animal-human Chimera so that America will have a competitive
Woo!
Advantage.
Woo!
Yay.
I'm Marianne Williamson. My life path number is 5. I approve this message.
Wow, you're gonna get the Chimera block.
Yeah. You know, I don't mind. I'm into. Anyways, what about?
Okay, let's do another candidate.
Jay Inslee.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is either.
The climate dude that just dropped out.
Oh, he dropped out. That climate dude. Oh.
Well, it looks like somebody wasn't man enough.
Yeah. I remember him.
What candidate is the most vicious and bloody, bloodthirsty?
Elizabeth Warren.
Listen, guys. She may seem kind.
No.
She is, but you want to vote for the candidate that's willing to kill as many of these pieces of shit as possible. Elizabeth Warren. America will be avenged.
America will be avenged.
Yeah. Listen. Bernie Sanders may be the peace candidate. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren wants to unleash
hell on earth until only America remains. We are the only country left.
All the other candidates were like, on foreign policy, were like, we'd like to withdraw America somewhat from endless wars, but, you know, we'll seek to have an aggressive posture against our enemies.
You know how we get everyone into school? You know how we get free college for everyone? We have to rape and pillage every other nation and bring it back home.
Right. So that was like the mainstream thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now Elizabeth Warren has fresh new ideas, and she was like, hey, dummies, let's just fucking use a satellite to fucking open a portal into hell in their country, and then demons will come out and fuck with them, you know?
Yeah.
And then Bernie Sanders was like, no, we can't do that. Like, there could be consequences for us. And Warren was like, you're just not strong enough. You don't
pussy.
Love America. Yeah. That's sorry. Yeah, she called him a pussy.
Yeah, and then I heard he shot a Burning Man.
And then that's right. Yeah. And then he was like, and then she was like, you have to prove that you're more vicious than I am. And he's like, fine.
Yeah, I think he did that for like a VP possibility.
Yeah, to have everybody wants the guy that shot up Burning Man to be. Well, that is kind of like the Trump voters do, like.
They would love that.
Yeah, that guy, the guy on that
side,
he would win an election.
All the independents.
Totally.
I mean, like, that's...
No, not dead serious. Yeah.
They love bloodthirsty lunatics.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty moderates.
You know, I'm so glad that we took the time to get to these campaign messages, but we have to get back to how we are. Our former co-host.
Yeah, our former and former friend.
What else did you not like about
him? Also, he was killed at Burning Man.
And former human.
Wait, but he was such an asshole. Like, he was so pretentious about that fucking marble table.
Oh, yeah. He loves his table.
So much.
Yeah, so much. The other day,
kids that are less...
Yeah, and the coasters.
Okay, like, if you need to put a glass on the kid, just do it. Whatever,
I don't.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
I don't think
don't
it will
hurt
it.
Like,
I don't think it will hurt it. But
But Johnny B Roll, I was over. Let me set the scene.
Okay.
I was over at Johnny B Roll's house the other day, right? And
before he betrayed us.
Yes.
Before, yeah.
We all saw this coming, though. I think.
And he was like,
there's red flags.
Yeah.
The
shorts.
Like, do you want a drink?
Sorry.
And I was like, yeah, I'd love a drink. Right. He's like, okay, cool. And he gets me some whiskey with ice. And I'm sitting down in his room next to his like big old marble table, right? So I just put my glass down on the table, right? And he's like, marble absorbs stains a lot. Like, can you please put it on top, underneath a coaster, on top of a coaster, right? And I was like, Jesus, okay, fine. You know, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And then the other day, I had like some food or something that I was eating. And he was like, hey, you know that marble absorbs stains, so you better not drop any of the food on the fucking table. This is a marble table. And I was like, well, then why do you have it in the middle of the room? If you know, like,
wait, people, we can't eat on that?
He doesn't want people to eat on it either.
What the fuck are you supposed to do with it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he's like, ooh, here's a table just for me to feel like I have a big dick, you know? So anyways, so we, as a result of this past week that Johnny Bureau has been away, we've been using that table for things.
Oh, yes.
Sophie, would you like to start? While Johnny Bureau was away, it'll be like I went to the picnic thing.
While Johnny Bureau was away, I got my period. And they say that there's nasty chemicals in tampons. So I just went like 3 days unshowered, same underwear, like bleeding. Just bleeding. I felt so free and natural. And then I stopped by his place to take care of his cat, air quotes. And I just peeled down my leggings. And right in the middle of that white table, plopped my dark brown blood period covered pussy. And just smeared it all over
the table.
I wrote fuck you with my period pussy all over it, and I did not clean it up at all.
Jeez, do you think that the marble would maybe absorb some of that?
I hope so.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Even after a few days, it'll just really
When I was at Johnny B. Roll's apartment, I smeared my pussy on the table with blood, and I wrote...
I forgot one thing really quick.
Oh, sorry, please.
Before I got my period, like right before it started, I let this disgusting fucking piece of shit dude come in me like a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
So it was period blood mixed with semen that likely contained scumbag semen. Yeah, that probably contained at least one STD. Anyways,
that really
awesome.
Yeah,
it's that's like a primer. It just lets it just
absolutely
right.
Yeah,
inside.
So I think I gave the marble table gonorrhea.
Cool.
Yeah. It is treatable, but it's an inconvenience.
But his is going to be like untreated for a few weeks, you know? So you're like, oh, shit.
So it'll really soak in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So the gonorrhea will really soak into the marble.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that
anyways,
is pretty
Pat,
good.
Sorry to interrupt your story.
Not at all. But we're playing, it's a memory game.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So when I was at Johnny Bureau's apartment when he wasn't home, I smeared my pussy all over his marble table.
Uh-huh.
And also there was some guy's cum in it. And number two... I banged Fiona Apple on his table.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty sick.
That's not bad.
I know.
Yeah.
Was she on her period?
She's always on her period.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had anal.
Oh,
even though
dope.
Neither of us like anal.
But just to, like, say
just
fuck
to prove
you to
a
him.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was after Sophie had
yeah,
done
we don't
this.
Care.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever the fuck we want to. We're the co-host of the podcast. We have sway. You know?
We do have sway. Yeah.
You know else who has sway?
Who?
Specifically, down there. Tom Tenney.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I mean, when he undresses, it causes hurricanes.
I was an atheist before I saw his dick.
Yeah. So you know what we did this week?
What?
While Johnny B-Roll was away.
What?
We brought Tom Tenney in. We made peace with him for the weekend.
Oh,
just
wow.
So that
oh, yeah.
Could smear his smegma infested fucking Goliath cock on Johnny B. Roll's table.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was very bureaucratic about this. He's like, make sure to log it in.
He definitely logged it in.
Yeah. Speaking of logging it in.
What?
When I was at Johnny B. Roll's, I smeared my pussy blood all over the table.
And you fucked Fiona Apple.
Yeah, I fucked Fiona Apple.
And then you did it in the butt, even though you don't like it.
Yeah, you know, even though neither of us like it. And then I invited Tom Tenney in to smear his dick.
Uh-huh.
And then I deposited a log
on
his table.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Oh, you're going to make the same pun?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Awesome.
But
awesome.
That's what
I'm
happens when you're
I'm
in the company of intellectuals,
there.
You know?
Yeah, I'm glad it's there.
Please,
Andrew. We smeared period blood poop of various like people mm-hmm. all over this table, but I did something that I really felt would just get under his skin.
Well, you need to name the previous things that were done before you can say it.
I just did. No.
No, you were too non-specific about it. Yeah,
that's
you have
too
to.
Non-specific. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay,
it's a memory game.
I smeared period blood mm-hmm. and the with cum and gonorrhea. We fucked Fiona Apple in the butt with, even though neither of you liked it.
Yep.
Tom Timmy came in and dropped a log on.
No, he smeared.
Smeared his smegma. Invested dick and you pooped on it.
That's
you dropped
right.
a log. Yes, those are all the
those
all
are all the
things
we did to tiny girls.
And the thing that I did myself, I took a glass full of ice and I filled it with water and I just sat it right in the center.
Dope.
And waited for half an hour and then moved
yeah,
it
while the water was like trickling down
yeah.
on the humid day. Yeah. yeah.
And I took it and I set it down next to it, and then I made it look like an eyes, and then I made it look like a nose, and then I just smeared it back and forth and made a smiley face right in the center.
That's beautiful, Andrew. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what
well
I did?
Sophie, what
when
did you do?
When Johnny Bureau was gone at Burning Man?
You have to name the previous things.
I know.
Okay.
Well, first, you know, I got my period and let this really gross dude with gonorrhea, but he was like gross in a hot way.
Okay. Yeah.
Raw dog me.
Mm.
And cream pie me. And then I just bled for 3 days without showering. And then I just smeared that cum blood pussy all over his table and gave it gonorrhea.
Wow.
And then I fucked Fiona Apple over the table. And none of us even like anal, but we did it just to say, like, fuck you. And then we made up with Tom Tinney just to get revenge and put his big dick all over the table. Mm-hmm. And then I took a cup of cold water. Then I dropped the log. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Log break on the table, on my bureau's table. And then I took a cold ice water cup and put it right in the middle. And I let it sit there for 30 minutes. And then I dragged it to make a smiley face. And then I went to the store and I got some bleach and some gloves. And I put them in the corner. And then I hacked into JBR's iCloud. And I started getting into a fight with his mom over text. And then I was like, fuck you, mom. I'm going to fucking kill you. And she was like, don't joke like that, honey. Who is this? And I'm like, no, I'm fucking kidding. I'm going to fucking kill you. And she was like, well, I better come to New York to stay. And I was like, oh, yeah? Meet me at my apartment. And then I washed my whole body in bleach. And I put on the gloves. And I took a black stocking and put it over my head. And I bought a razor blade and a knife. And I shaved all my pubes and all my pubic hair and all my body hair. And then, yeah, I had black stockings over my face. So you couldn't see it. And I also got all the street cameras around his block. And I erased them during that time period. So there was just no record of me being there at all. In fact, I paid off money that I blackmailed out of my dad for all these people. So much money that people would never ever lie. So I have like the perfect alibi. People say they're with me, their you know, loans are dependent on it, so alibi covered. Anyways, and I stabbed his mom to death on the table. And the last time I hung out with JBR before he left, I seduced him. I sorry I didn't tell you guys this, but I yanked some pubic hairs out of there and I sprinkled them.
He killed his mom on the table.
Yes, and left evidence that he was
that
there.
He was a murderer. Yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah.
had the text messages, of course, you know, too, that to like corroborate it. And his dad was like, yeah, mom was so scared she was going to kill him that she went to stop him. And then we never saw him again. So that's what I did while he was gone.
Yeah. Well. Fuck you, Johnny B-roll.
Fuck you.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one. oh,
let's just gloss over that.
Copyright free. A adventure music.
Wow, my you know when you know your friend is on coke texting you?
Huh?
Just my friend
10 years ago, Bin Laden was killed, and we were supposed to rid the world of his kind, but we forgot one thing.
Super jizz!
We didn't get any of Bin Laden's jizz.
Nope.
Oh.
Anyways, he had really great jizz.
Yeah. Now what will we do? We're gonna have to go on a quest.
Okay.
Oh shit! Fuck. We're gonna need to go on a quest.
Oh no! Another sperm quest.
I want you to find Bin Laden's cum.
Why? Why, Mrs. Warren?
Because. I needed to impregnate other people and create an army to take over the world.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Are you guys...
So we're taking his jizz and using it into our army. That's pretty brilliant, actually.
Are you guys trying to impregnate an entire generation of American suicide bombers with Bin Laden's jizz?
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow.
Elizabeth Warren is so creative.
Yeah, that's...
I have a plan for everything!
Is this the only way we can win against Canada?
Yeah.
And Greenland?
Denmark.
Oh, hang on. Also, guys.
Yes?
Just... Fuck Denmark.
Oh, fuck Denmark.
Yeah.
Denmark must fall into the sea!
Let's rob the shit out of them.
Denmark must... Burn! Denmark must die! I want to fill the sea with Danish blood! And the baked goods as well! Denmark must agonize! They must bleed! What? What terror have these Danes wrought that must be revenged? It is the Danes that did this to us. The Danes that divided us. The Danes that set us upon our brothers. But today, today... Today, the Danes will pay!
Yay! Fuck Denmark! Hey, I'm a typical middle-class American. And I'm so fucking sick of Greenland and these
voter.
Danish fucking hogs taking up everything, thinking that the entire world is Denmark. Fuck that! Not on my watch! Greenland is America! Hashtag Trump 2020. Also, Elizabeth Warren. No, Elizabeth Warren's plans are much more evil.
Trump Warren. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. Anyways.
Elizabeth Warren is trying to get Bin Laden's jizz so that she can win the election. Because she needs a killer platform. Like that. You know what I mean? She's like, listen, there's an infertility problem in this country. And, like, to get revenge for 9/11... We will, each family will impregnate themselves with Bin Laden's jizz.
Wait.
And that way, they'll raise their children. They'll raise their children.
What is that?
That's. I'm pretty sure that's how you have to gargle
squid.
Bin Laden's dick to get the cum to come out.
Squid, I think. They'll,
it's supposed to be.
They'll, so the point is we'll get revenge on Bin Laden by raising a bunch of his children as infidels. Eh? Oh, shit!
Oh, no! What shall we do?
Okay, guys. Whoa, what was that?
We come from Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Where's Planet Rock? Is it made of rock?
No, you numbskull. It's like Rock the Music.
Yeah, like that.
That's cool.
So I'm a fucking alien. I am here on Earth.
Yeah, we're aliens, dude.
What are you
doing? From space.
What are you doing here? You wanna?
You know what we're doing here?
Are you trying to understand the genre better? Is that why you came to Earth?
Nah, man. We fucking wrote. We wrote this genre.
Yeah. How many strings do your Earth guitars have?
Like six.
Ah ha ha ha. Bro.
Our guitars have 47.
47.
1,000 strings. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how much hard that rocks?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I feel like the rock is so intense that my feeble human ears can't even hear it.
No, it's just it's
like
buffering.
A dog whistle, but for humans.
It's just buffering. We're sorry. We're not perfect. We're streaming all the way back to our home planet. You know. All right.
Are we doing this?
Oh,
yeah. We're here. We're on Earth.
We're on Earth, and we're from Planet Rock.
I still understand. Why are you here? If you don't want to learn from us, then
we need some picks, dude.
Dude,
we need some
picks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's guitar picks. Sorry.
Yeah,
dude. We created a civilization just based on rock, and like we even got the wavelengths of the cosmos so that we can travel faster than light.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't know how it works, but
dude,
it does.
Dude, there's so many fucking groupies.
Yeah.
Just,
there's planets and planets of fucking groupies.
Yeah,
you couldn't even
man.
Believe it, and they're all clean. But that's why we can. That's why we can only spare so many resources. And dude,
we can't find more.
Can't
picks.
Can't find any more picks, dude.
Wouldn't your advanced civilization be able to find a solution in adding picks?
Dude,
it's
just one
of those
fucking things, man.
Yeah.
You have 47,000 strings and no picks.
Yeah, dude. It's we didn't say it wasn't ironic.
Yeah.
You know, we just said we're aliens. We didn't say that
irony
isn't real. You know.
It's. I guess it's like you know having a fork when you need a knife. You know?
Actually, you know, people don't know this, but we kidnapped.
Oh yeah, we have
Alanis.
Yeah. We have Alanis.
She likes it better.
Is that where she's vegan? No,
she's from Canada.
Yes.
We're the ones that took her.
We were just she's into it. It's cool. It's cool.
Has she gotten better over the years?
Yes.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Dude, we're the rock planet, man. What are you talking about? Has she gotten better? Oh boy, these Earth simpletons are really.
You're the one that ran out of pigs.
All right, listen. Is this gonna turn violent because we can't?
You know, we spend all our time. We're musicians. We're like professional musicians. We do this all the time. We don't have time to look for our pigs. Like, who the fuck are you? Okay, like just.
Yeah, we are professional.
We are professional musicians. We don't have time to make fucking pigs. Where's
you guys get paid? Like.
We get paid in cocaine and pussy. We're the rock planet.
And we don't pay for anything.
Anything. Let's pay.
Yeah.
Our Super Bowl is unlike anything you could possibly
imagine.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, dude. Just we need some picks.
Yeah, just come on. This is stupid. Just give us your fucking picks or we'll destroy some of your countries.
Can you tell me which ones first?
Oh, okay. Sweden.
Alright, I mean, is that, alright.
Do you like death metal?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No more death metal. Boom. We have like, our death metal is like 1,000 times what your death metal is, so it doesn't even matter. It's meaningless.
We kill people in our death metal. People die. People die.
Death metal and like kill Swedish people. Like, you guys just seem so boring for aliens.
Bring us fucking picks now!
We're not boring, we're indie, man.
God. Listen. throughout the eons as we've been perfecting rock, it's been pretty cool.
It has
and we
been.
Haven't had to think too hard, you know? We kind of just improvise it, and we're like, wow! Like, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, I mean, we have hundreds of fingers.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Hundreds.
Huh? What do you think about that?
What do you think the girls say about that?
Yeah, ooh, right? Ooh, imagine that.
That
yeah.
sounds like fun.
Right?
All right.
All those fingers.
If I give you pics, can I come hang out with you
guys? You know, I'm not gay, but I'd let you suck my dick.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of genitals, too. Each being has multiple yeah. genitals. It's cool.
I mean, I imagine that.
We suck our own dick on our planet. It's really cool.
It
you
is
should
really
try
cool.
it sometime. Yeah, we'll teach you how to do mm-hmm. it.
I feel like it just gets monotonous at some point.
No.
It's mm. just like the hand seems easier.
No. Not when you're on Planet Rock. When you're on Planet Rock, it's just all coke and giving yourself blowjobs.
Yeah, we don't even have the word monotonous. We're the planet of rock.
Listen, we have rings. Coke rings.
Coke rings. Yeah. Yeah.
Another planet just gigantic. They're so fucking massive. You could never. There's no way that
all the rings
in our universe.
Rings of a rectum. They're gorgeous.
Mm, yeah. And it just glistens in the fucking sun.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people just rocket through that shit and just snort it right the fuck
up.
Do you guys?
Because it's Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
And Planet Rock is run by two things. Coke and pussy.
Coke and pussy.
And rock.
And rock.
You know, those are three things.
Well, no, that's just because you don't understand math as well as we do.
Do you have any leopard print pics?
Yeah.
This is good. I mean, I can show you where the Guitar Center is if you really want.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
There's one in Manhattan.
Okay, we're going to kill everyone.
Oh, listen. Okay, fine. I don't know if people will be able to handle our truth, but we will go to Guitar Center. Listen, if you go to Guitar Center, can you get us like 1,000 pics?
I mean, I think they only have, like, probably a few hundred in stock.
What if you went to all the Guitar Centers?
Yeah.
What? Y'all are advanced. Just
do this, bro. No. We're so fucking high, man.
We
just got off a spaceship.
Yeah. Our planet has coke rings. What are you, nuts?
Yes.
Listen.
I'm sleeping in an alleyway. Why do you think that I have guitar picks?
Who would we need to... Because you're sleeping.
Okay,
out,
listen.
Right?
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite musician that's still living?
Yeah,
that's still living.
Yeah, who do we need?
Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, if you don't get us guitar picks, we're gonna fucking take him back with us.
Yeah. And he's gonna be happy, but you'll be sad.
Yeah, so sad.
I'm not gonna let the aliens know that I really want them to take Bruce Springsteen.
Damn.
Did he say something?
I think he's being sneaky.
Yeah. Who do you really like?
I knew
listen,
that
we're
was
gonna kidnap Adele.
I want the lead.
All right.
The lead, the Creed is just like, I just, every time I listen to him, it just touches my soul.
Oh, they're from our planet.
Yeah. They were there. It was a trick. It didn't work.
Guys, I was joking. What the fuck are you doing? That's your rock?
No.
Dude,
it's
I'll
a plant.
Dude, I'll fucking kill you. I got a knife in here. Don't think I'm not crazy just because I'm hot.
Yeah. Our ladies have 8 boobs. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how much that fucking rocks?
I feel like at some point it goes from boobs to teats, and 8 seems like teats.
That's right.
Yeah,
and we
I got
just
these
suckle
fucking
at the
teats.
Teat of rock. Yeah, learning. That's what we learn. Listen, when we kidnapped Elton John.
Oh, that was beautiful memories.
And we returned him to Earth. He wrote the Lion King shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He just had to drink a little milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Taylor Swift also. We brought her up.
Oh, beautiful specimen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we really enjoyed it because and the craziest thing is that we put cat ears on her and she walked around in the spaceship drinking out of little pails of milk.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, and going,
she was crawling
and,
around.
Like with no hands and being like, la, 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 you know what I mean? Just like laughing
exactly.
at the milk. And then being like, meow.
That was adorable.
Yeah, it was really cute. And then we returned her to Earth and she put out a fucking great album.
Beautiful album.
Yeah. It was good. We just had to feed her a little bit of milk. And that's why up here in space, we're prepared for rock. You know?
Rock.
All your petty life decisions.
Give us your picks.
Give us your picks, yeah. All your petty life decisions, they don't rock.
No.
Ours do.
Yes.
So why don't you just fucking give us our picks? We're not here to destroy your civilization. We don't even give a shit.
What do you need them for?
Yeah. Because we're making rock, too. You're
not making rock, dude.
Nah.
You're taking our ability to learn. How are we going to learn without picks?
Listen. Do you remember that time that Jack White walked into that middle school?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, he told all the kids that he fucked their moms.
That was great.
And they were like, wait, whose mom? And he was like, every last one of them.
I love Jack.
We on Planet Rock knew that we had to just take, we were like, listen, we have to have an intervention here. You can't, you Jack White, you can't be telling all these kids that you fucked their moms. And he's like, I can do whatever I want. And we were like, no, like we're like the alien overlords of Planet Rock. Like, how many tits did your mother have? And he's like, my mom had two. You know, I talk about it in my music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, dude, this is ridiculous. We can disappear you right away. We have eight tits. You know? And we can meow. So, Planet Rock, give us your picks.
All right, cool guys. Yeah.
Listen,
sure.
So who do we have to abduct for all the guitar centers to just bring us their picks in one mass shipment? You guys can fix it later. We, for our entire civilization depends on it. Give us picks.
I did actually hear that one of our presidential candidates is on a quest. If you guys want to do us a favor and get Bin Laden's cum, we'll get you all the guitar picks.
I can do that.
I just may be a simple alien.
Yeah.
From Orion's Belt, you know.
Rock otter.
Yeah. When I was a little boy, I just, you know, they'd fire me out into orbit, as I would just tap the bass strings that connect the planets together, you know, making that mighty vibe go down. But I know a good deal when I hear one. And yeah, we'll get you Bin Laden's jizz.
Fuck yeah, we will.
Cool, yeah. All right, I'll bring you some pics.
Woo!
Awesome, yeah. Picks, woo, boy. Yeah, we've been jonesing for... Oh, also, I forgot to mention, our planet has several rings. There's also a heroin ring.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was a pot ring, too, but it was just boring.
Yeah, no one knows. Everyone was like, eh.
Like, you have to get through the coke and the heroin ring to get to the pot one, so we don't care about it. Okay, yeah.
That's good.
No, that's all cool. I'm so hungry myself.
Okay.
But we've done very well.
How are we doing?
We're almost towards the magic hour, though. If you can give it another tenor, we're there at the magic hour.
Definitely.
All right, guys.
So, what else is going on?
Our planet is so full of rock that we have like a comet that is just groupies that are frozen together. You know, because we had so many groupies coming to our planet to make love to us because of how much we rock that... We had to think of a way to preserve them. So what we do is we froze them all up together into a giant comet that orbits around our star. And then when it reaches our star, groupies unfreeze from it, and then we collect them, and then we make love to them. You know?
are they still living?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Still you pulse. Know?
Yeah.
Do you guys have like virgins on your thing?
No.
Not for long.
not on Planet Rock. No way. But yeah, Planet Rock is not bad. It's not bad. But listen, we need your picks, and then we'll be on our way.
Yes, please.
Because it's dinner time.
Did you guys get Bin Laden's cum yet?
Oh yeah. We have time travel too. Yeah. We got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna bring him back to the pet. That's like fresh.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We went back in time and we jerked him off in this little shed.
Mm-hmm, we did. He loved it.
Yeah, in his like family compound.
Wait.
And then he said, "Oh, cursed for doing this. I hate America now." Because he saw my USA patch.
Because they were like, "Why are you here?" We were like, "America said we had to."
Yeah, he was listening to Jimi Hendrix, that record, being like, "I love America."
Yeah,
and then
we came in and we
jerked him off to get his jizz. To save you, and then he was like, we were like, this is a message from America, and he was like, oh, I hate America now, you know, and then now we're back with his jizz.
Did you cause 9/11?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
we
this
did.
Plot line is done.
Well, does anyone?
Any thoughts? Yeah, on the week. I think it's been pretty cool. I'm glad that Greenland is going to fucking finally pay for all the shit that they did.
I'm glad that JBR is in jail for murdering his mother.
That's true. JBR did quote-unquote kill his mother.
Yeah.
We should do a Netflix thing on how he's innocent. You know?
Ha. Good fucking luck.
Yeah, right. Good luck on that one. That one's not going to be believable.
No way.
Everyone knows fucking sick pervert mother killer when they see him. And mother murderer, thy name is Johnny P. Roll.
You know, he's that type of guy that even if people saw it and they're like, maybe he didn't do it, they'd be like, let's keep him there.
Kill him for it, because it's so ironic.
Totally.
And the thing that's more dangerous than anything is irony. I'm terrified. I know that irony will fuck me so hard.
It's the worst. Yeah. I mean,
and there is a God, but he's not your friend. He just is concerned with irony. It's the only. He's like, how do I make things more ironic? Oh God.
That's
I'm God. Fuck. Oh, this
that's
sucks.
Ironic.
He's like, I'm not even that great. Oh, there's nothing beyond me. Fuck.
Yeah, irony is a sign that you're going to hell. It's a reminder that God hates us.
You are going to hell, and God does hate us.
Yes.
No, you're wrong. God doesn't hate us. He just loves irony.
Okay.
He wants the most ironic shit ever to happen. He'd be like, oh, God, isn't that ironic? Don't you think?
Like rain?
On your
That's not ironic.
No, that's a myth. It is ironic.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think
it is. Oh, no, it wouldn't. If there was a reason, if she was like, oh, I hate rain, and then there was rain. But that subtext
but
is not
just,
right.
It's just a bad luck thing.
Into the mic.
It would only be ironic if she was God and she was like, I'm going to make sure it doesn't rain today on
Did
my
we not tell
day.
You that we kidnapped Alanis Morissette and that she
we
helps
did.
She helps milk the herd?
Yeah, she was there for Bin Laden. She was great.
Milk. And so in conclusion,
So cool. You're saying that Alanis Morissette was partially the cause of 9/11?
100%. Canada. Partially, she was mostly the cause of it. Yeah. So bring us the picks.
That's ironic.
Yeah. So it was actually Canada that did 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Picks.
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 I had their
We've been kind
There's
enough.
A bag of them.
A bag? Submarines full.
I think if we take
Bags
really
cool?
good care, maybe a bag will work, right?
We can come back if we need to.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right. How about 100? 100. Can you get us 100 picks?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go get us 100 picks. We'll be waiting here. You have 2 hours and we won't destroy the planet.
Okay.
Later, dude.
And Earth was saved.
Woo!
And the people of Earth did celebrate. Yeah! Thank you for getting those picks and
fixing
that very easily resolvable situation with extraterrestrials. Oh, thank God that their demands weren't much more complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
And that Andrew was up to task to be able to go get 100 picks for these fucking aliens.
Oh, the World Trade Center is so pretty.
They're out rocking the stars. What's a pretty...
Local news story. Local man has sex with hot chicks.
Oh, dope. Good for him. Good for him.
No. Local man loses erection. That'd be a good one. Yeah. Local man feels dispirited.
Local woman fakes orgasm.
Ooh, brutal.
Brutal.
Local man accidentally got some on the sheets.
Oh. Local pervert eats sandwich.
Local psychopath goes through boyfriend's phone.
Ooh. Local sociopath says mean things about you behind your back.
Insecure woman pretends to like rare steak at dinner.
Oh my God.
Local McDonald's employee is applying to culinary school.
Local hero forces date to listen to electronic music even though she does not like it.
Local hero explains socialism to date.
Local Goliath teaches son about sex.
Ooh.
Local David bullies Goliath.
Oh, this one might make you cry.
Okay, go.
Local son makes dad proud.
Oh, yeah. Local cat is ungrateful.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Local child draws penis on the whiteboard.
Ooh. Yeah. Local lo- local failure masturbates.
Local.
Oh, local. Hang on. We got sort of biblical music going on, so here we go. Yeah. Local savior faces charges of being a false prophet.
Local savior pushes kid off bike and then gives him a Band-Aid.
Okay, there's another headline. Local savior is convicted.
Wow.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Local savior to be crucified.
Local sinner watches pornography.
Can you? What was pornography then in the Bible days?
Oh, we are back there, actually? Okay.
I know what it was. It was you paint some of what we paint titties on a turtle.
Oh.
And then you'd have like
fuck the turtle.
And then you'd attach like a little straw.
Yeah.
Like, no. You need two animals. It was you would have a little turtle and then you'd paint like a face on it, right? And then it would drag like a straw, like sack, like a potato sack of, in the shape of like a body, right? And then at the bottom, it would have like a rabbit.
Local drunkard. Gets an erection for a sheep.
Oh, I have a good one. Local apostle betrays Jesus.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Ooh, I know.
Wow.
Local schizophrenic named Legion is cured of demons.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Local pussy throws up at beheading.
Ooh. Pig drowning may have been involved in curing of local schizophrenic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Come on.
Local fisherman watches savior walk on water.
Local fisherman walks on water. Local fisherman forgives neighbor.
Local pervert steals all the animals and makes them fuck on his boat.
Oh, very good. Yeah, local pervert. And he has a little peephole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know that that's what it was about. It was a quiz. Yeah. That'd be a good one. That'd be a good movie. Local pervert makes animals fuck on boat.
Local foot fetishes washes the dirty feet of the homeless.
Local father attempts to murder son.
Local wife fucks her gardener and blames it on God when she gets pregnant.
Damn it, no. Local. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Local whore blames pregnancy on immaculate conception from God.
Local man cuts hair and becomes just such a wimp.
Yeah. Local man, local alpha becomes a beta after cutting hair.
Yeah, local man has daddy complex.
Oh. Local god eradicates city because of sin.
Nice.
Local man attempts to interrupt Pharaoh and is sent to desert.
Three local perverts trudge through the desert to stare at a baby.
Local snake harasses nude woman.
Local slut fucks the snake.
Prestigious Leviathan fights the Lord.
I have to eat.
Local man casts first stone.
Very good. All right. Okay. Local savior is crucified.
Well, so be it.
Local savior returns from dead.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. I didn't expect that one.
Local earth is forgiven. Local sinner finds the Messiah.
Local alien gets guitar picks.
Okay. Local podcast runs out of material.
Yeah. Local host wants to eat and watch Netflix.
With her cats.
With my cats.
And her crushing loneliness.
Local weekend ends abruptly.
Begins abruptly.
Yeah.
Local weekend is awesome.
Local weekend is awesome. JBR is currently on LSD, trying to find his way back to camp naked.
Local.
Or he's just like sipping a beer in normal clothes.
Local failure cries and masturbates.
Yeah.
This is a good bit. Yeah.
Local woman over 30 can't get dick.
That's because everyone's too busy answering questions.
No,
it's because of the Mueller investigation.
I'm getting dick.
That you can't get dick.
I'm actually getting lots of dick.
That would be a great quote.
But
you're like, are we getting
co-host
laid
is
less
just
because of
my
Mueller's
co-host. My co-host is judging me for my sexual decisions.
I'm not judging you for your sexual. Well, yeah, slightly, but not like judging. You know, I'm just saying that sex is bad and that people shouldn't be allowed to have it.
Local co-host sent firemen a titty picture.
Oh,
and did it by tricking her other co-host to go pick up the other co-host at the door.
Local boy in New Jersey learns of crucifixion story
and gets boner.
And gets boner. Oh God!
Local nun secretly masturbates to Jesus on the crucifix.
Mm.
He's got those sick abs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Local Messiah inspires salvation.
You're listening to the Apocalypse.
Okay. Yeah.